Okay, so in the Gemara on Kuf Tazayin Amid Beis and Kuf Mem Tes Amid Beis, we have two places where at least I think it's explicit that things are aser because of Shtari Hadyotos, or Zeira Mishum Shtari Hadyotos. In Kuf Mem Tes Amid Beis, we have the case of Mona Adam Archov Paparosa Mipiv Lom Piaksav, and Lamaskanas, like Gemara, everybody is concerned both because of Xera Shema Yikro Sharatiotos and also Atu Machika, and tries to figure out a Nafkamina. So this is actually something you have to think about. One of the people make menus, guest lists, and that's a concern. I remember, president making announcements. Add things in, take things out. Is that aser? Nowadays, maybe they just read the thing that everybody has at their makom. But I remember when my father was president, up to the last moment, during Mincha and Erev Shabbos, he was always, adding something, wish this mazel tov, take off this, the condolences. So interesting things there. This shayla, this particular case comes up. And the second example from Kuf Tazayin Amud Beis is the Gemara says, "Mibneima Amru Shein Kohen Bekisvei Kodesh." That's Rabbi Nechemya's view, because of Zer Mishum Shtari Hadyotos. Right? Why? If you can't read for Kisvei Kodesh, and for sure people will know that this thing of not reading Shtari Hadyotos is very serious. And even though the Chachamim, which we pass can allow the reading of Kisvei HaKodesh, but we see there's still an Isser on Shtari Hadyotos L'Kulei Alma. There might be a third place on Kuf Mem Ches Amud Beis, Tanu Rabbanan K'sav HaMahalich Tachas Atzura B'Tachas Adyugnos Asalikos B'Shabbos. What does that mean? Kigon b'nei adam ha-mitzayrim b'kosel chayos mishunos. You have, some fresco on the wall, and it says underneath it, this is a Milchemes David v'Golias. You're not allowed to read that caption, I guess. So those are the cases that we have. So we have a bunch of questions. First of all, what are Shtari Hadyotos? When we say Shtari Hadyotos, what do we mean? What's included in this restriction? What's included in Gzeira? And also, why is it Aser? So in terms of what are Shtari Hadyotos, Rashi on Kufta Zion says Shtari Maso Matan, Cheshbonos, and the like. So that's the intuitive definition, business documents. Rambam, in the Pirsh Mishnayis, in Perek Chav Gimel, also includes Igro Shalom, and basically, according to Rambam, as we'll see, everything is anything secular, everything besides Kisvei HaKodesh, besides Torah, is Shtari Hadyotos. Even though the Rambam is a big Torah Madanik, but not on Shabbos. Shabbos Sifrei Chachma Zaser.
So then, how is it shy to have a zero of Shtari Hadyotos?
Oh, that's a very good question. How does the Rambam? What does he mean? Because he seems to define everything as Shtari Hadyotos. Good. That's the time we'll get there. In other words, what you're pointing out is for Rashi, then it's more straightforward. There's Shtari Hadyotos, and then there are things that are Gzeira Atu Shtari Hadyotos. For the Rambam, that's less clear. The Rambam himself, Rashi himself is actually a little bit unclear, because elsewhere he includes Igros, and there's a question, was he Choser from that or not? Right, Rabbeinu the Tosfos quotes that Ksaviat Higia, sounds like he changed his mind about that part. So Rashi Sheetz is also a little bit ambiguous. That's what why is it Aser? So if we say Shtari Hadyotos is Aser al Tzinei Mamonos, so it seems like that's Aser, and then they expanded it to include even things that aren't strictly speaking Dinei Mamonos. For the Rambam, the Isser, the definition of Shtari Hadyotos relates to why it's Aser and why is it Aser, so that Shabbos won't be like Chol, the Yavo Lidei Mechika. And we're going to explain that in a moment. Rambam doesn't just say Gzeira Atu Mechika, but he formulates that Gzeira in a very interesting way. In terms of the Psak, the Lashon of the Mechaber in Shin Zayin Sif Yud Gimel sounds like the Rambam, But the Mishnah Brura is so same like Rashi, because the Shulchan Aruch writes, Shtari Hediotos, Dehainu Shtari Chovos V'Cheshbonos V'Igros Shel Shela Shalom, Aser L'Krosam, like the Rambam. But the Mishnah Brura says, Shela Shalom, Mishum D'Michlof B'Shtari Hediotos, according to the Rash, and the like. I don't know if he's interpreting the Shulchan Aruch or arguing with the Shulchan Aruch, but that's at the very least his bottom line. So that's the basic debate as to what they are. And again, we'll get into the specifics in a moment. So we already alluded to a debate as to why they made this Xera. So the Rush, as well as other Rishonim, say it's Aser because the Mim Tzolchav Tzolchav Daver Davar. The Rambam doesn't. The Rambam sort of, again, the way, if you look like the Mishnah Brura quotes it, Mishnah Brura and Shin Zayin, Sefkaton and Aleph says, yeah, it's a Machlokas Rishonim. According to the Rush, it's Aser Mishum Mim Tzolchav Tzolchav. According to the Rambam, it's Aser Shema Yimchok. When we look at the Lashon of the Rambam, he doesn't just say this is a Shema Yimchok issue, which we'll return to in a couple minutes, but might be very relevant when it comes to the question of whether we should apply this Isser when there's no practical Shash Shema Yimchok, like, you know, the newspaper, right? Probably, we've all gone our whole lives. Well, nobody reads newspapers anymore in paper anyway, but in theory, right? Without, right? So has your father ever,
it's only the Jerusalem Post.
Has he ever erased the newspaper? Okay. I mean, maybe he was read the New York Times, he would, but. Right. So does anyone erase? So the Rambam's formulation here might be very important, right? Also, likros b'shtayim b'diotos b'shabbos shelo yia kachol v'yavo limchok. Now, it's actually very interesting. It's worth maybe pointing out, especially as we go into this discussion as well as the other gzeira mishum ksiva. The Rambam divides dinim derabanan in a very interesting way. If we look at Perek Chaf Aleph, Halacha Aleph, he says like this: Nemar b'Torah tishbos, afilu midvar m'sheinan melacha, chayev lishvos bat mehen. So there's a mitzvah of shvisa, even from things that aren't a melacha. Vidvar m'har behein, shas v'chacham m'shem shvos, mehen dvarim asrum mepishen domin l'melachos, mehen dvarim asrum gzeira shema yavo mehen iser skila, ve'eluhen, and then he goes on for the next three prakim to tell you what these shvosim are. So, first of all, it seems like he's pointing out that Yisurim D'Rabbanan and Shabbos are different than other Dinim D'Rabbanan B'chol Tarkula. And it's an interesting question. How is it different? Certainly, Gzeira Shema Yavel L'Isser Skila we have everywhere else. I mean, the Asur Basar Of B'chalav, Atu Basar Behema B'chalav. Why is Shabbos different if this is something that exists everywhere else? That's an interesting question to think about, though. Maybe we'll return to it later on. But there's basically two categories of shvusim. It's not just by accident the Rambam says that we have a special word for Issa D'Rabbanan and Shabbos called shvus. That's because they come from that. Again, the nature of that derivation is unclear. If you look at the Magid Mishnah over there, there's two interpretations. One of them is he's like the Ramban Shita. But one way or the other, and the question is, again, maybe if we have time today, I would like to go back to this, but it relates to the degree to which this is really shayach to the mitzvah de'oraisa. Again, the Ramban holds that a person, not if you just do one iser d'rabbanan, but if you treat Shabbos like chol by not keeping the spirit of Shabbos, so then that's a de'oraisa inyan. Is that what the Rambam's saying? It's a good question. But anyway, the Rambam's saying, from this principle of Shvisa, we have two categories of Shvasa. Number one are things that are Domal Melacha and things that are Mevi Lide Melacha. Most of the Shvasa are probably Mevi Lide Melacha, but let's take our example of Kosev. So Domal Melacha might be Kochal Asayin, and Mevi Lide Ksiva would be, let's say, Maso Matan, Mechira. Mechir is Aser because it's Mevi Lidei Ksiva. I assume that kochos ayin, we're not concerned that if you put on mascara or whatever that stuff is exactly, you're going to start writing a letter, but there's some type of dimyum, so it's doma l'malacha. And those are included. That's what a shvus is. Then in Perkhav Dalid, Halacha Aleph, he says, Yesh Dvarim Shein Asur Meshabbos, Afal Pi Shein and Domal Malacha, Ve'ena Mivin Lide Malacha. Then there are Yisurim Durabanim that are not neither of these two categories. They're not Domal, they're not Mevi. Umipnei Ma Nasru, Mishum Shenemarim Toshim Mishavas Raglacha, Soschaf Atzecha B'yom Kachi, Ve'nema V'chibadet Tom Yasas Turachachem, Soschaf Tzecha B'davir Tavar, Lefikach, Asul Adam, etc., etc., etc. So that's the next category of Durabanim. The first three prakim of Durabanim's are rooted in the Torah mitzvah of Shavisa. The second in the Divrei Kabbalah from the Psukim in Yeshayahu. So if we were to ask which category does Shtar HaDeiotos fall under, so according to the Rosh, it would be in the second category. You would paskin it in Perek Chav Dalet. According to the Rambam, it's in Perek Chav Aleph. But again, what's interesting is that it's not this just a straightforward gzeira mishum mechika, but rather it too relates to the spirit of Shabbos, right?
Is it any fundamentally different from the other times that the Rambam says Ubdin the Chova Aslidin Racha?
Excellent. So first of all, what you're pointing out is correct, that the Rambam always, or at least almost always, but maybe always, when he talks about Ubdin the Chol, it's always shaykh to a particular malacha. So this is a particular type of shvus.
Like I'm not, meaning its formulation of derechol isn't the same thing as the pasul
derechol. Right, but that might be correct. In other words, the Rambam, unlike perhaps other Rishonim, certainly poskim, doesn't have this category called uvdin derechol, whereby something is not Shabbistic and therefore usher, though it's not associated with any malacha in particular. So that might be what he's doing over here, but that still might, that might be different. We might treat that differently than a straightforward gzeira atu something else, right? Like, I don't know, schita shar peros atu azesim banavim or something like that. There's no need to say, viyav that shaloyehe kachol. And again, this might be what relates to unique tochshavs. Now, I'll just point out, though, again, if we have time, we'll get back to this later. But if not, just to note, I would think that the ones in Perek Chav Aleph, Chav Beis, Chav Gimel are not because of, the ones from the later ones have nothing to do with Shvisa. In other words, these are like two distinct categories, right? There's the ones that are Shvisa, and then there's Minso Chavtzacha. In Hilchus Yantif, it doesn't sound that way, because if you look at Hilchus Yantif, Perek Aleph, look it up, I think it's Halacha Tazayin. Yud Zayin. Kol Sha'asr B'Shabbos Bein Mishum Shehu Doma L'Malacha O Mevi Lidei Malacha Bein Mishum Shvos. So that's a little strange, right? Because what did we say before? Shvus is doma l'malacha mevi l'idei malacha. So what does he mean then? Bein mishum shvus. It must mean im shavas, right? Mim sochav tcha b'davar davar. But that isn't shvus. So you see, that's also shvus. In other words, shvus is kolel everything. So what he means here is whether it's doma l'malacha mevi l'idei malacha or only Mishum Shvus, like Mim Tzolchav Tzolchav V'Davar Davar. But Mim Tzolchav Tzolchav V'Davar Davar are also Shvus. It's just a different category of Shvus. So one way or the other. So that's just a general Hakdama. So the Rambam places Shtar HaDeiotos in the first category of Shvus and not in the second category of Shvus. Or to put it a little differently, usually when we think of saying something is usher because it's not Shabbistic, we tend to put it in the second category of Shvus, right? But that's not true for the Rambam. For the Rambam, something is usher because it's not Shabbistic, that might be in that first category of Shvus. Again, how this plays out, Lamaisa, maybe we'll see, but either way, it's interesting. So are there nafkaminas between, let's say, the approach of the Rambam and the Rush? We'll call it the Rambam and the Rush, though obviously there are a lot of Rishonim on both sides, so probably the Rush's view is the predominant view. So one possibility that the Magen Avraham brings up in Sif Katan Tesayin is Cheshbono Shel Mitzvah. We know that things that are aser because of mental heft chavadavar are only aser when they are secular in nature. But we have an exception for cheshbon shel mitzvah and the like. Again, how that applies to mekach u'memkar, if you guys have seen, is a question that comes up again and again. If it's because of mental heftcha, then maybe it would be mutter if it's because if it's shaykh to a mitzvah. According to Rambam, though, l'chora, that wouldn't be true. So that's one possible nafkamina, and the Magen Avraham is no tilhakel on that shaila. Another possible nafkamina might be if you daber davar, dibur aser, hear her mutter. So what if you're reading, but you don't say it out loud? You don't move your mouth. If you take the Rush's approach, then maybe there's more room for leniency there. We'll see if that's correct or not. But that's at least a day, something to consider, and it's a machlokas, as you saw. Another possible nafkamina, is it possible that we would be mekel if it's your own Oneg Shabbos? So sometimes when it comes to things that are asuk as a mental chavt chav davar davar, we're mekel. You're not allowed to run on Shabbos. Hiluchacha tehe bin achas, right? Shiluchacha b'Shabbos, hiluchacha b'chol. But we say the kids that love to run and jump and prance, it's mutter. Is it possible, if you're more mental heftcha focused, you could consider the possibility that if this is pleasure reading, maybe it would be mutter. If you focus more on Xavier Misham Machika, then it's very hard to imagine that Oneg would be a Sad Lahako. So we'll have to see all these things. So yes, we'll get to all of these examples.
We're in the whole discussion.
Yeah. Well, because Sifrei Chachma is, you're going to say, is like Chafte Shemayim?
Well, as it's quoted in the Bezil, we just say it doesn't fall into the category of Tariq Jews.
Right. So you're saying.
The Rambam is going to receive it. And he doesn't.
So you're saying the reason why the Rambam asks Sifrei Chachma is because it has nothing to do with it's exer shavu yom chok and why should it be machalik?
Meaning it happens to do the Rambam does say that, but I don't understand why it's bochur for the Rambam to say that.
I think you're sure you could say if I'm saying it right, but he's not saying it's bochur, but it stems from Mishita. In other words, once you're going to go ahead and say that it's gzeira mishum machika or shaloye b'chol v'yavol l'day machika, so then there is not as much of a reason to distinguish between Sifrei Chachma and other things.
Well, how do we know? I'm saying, like, at the moment, this gzeira atum machika is very open-ended. Like, how in the world are we supposed to know what it is you're reading that's more concerned that you're going to erase than something else? Like, I could, you know, in and of itself, I could have said the same thing about reading a Sefer Torah. In fact, like,
that's a good question. Maybe the answer is that in a Hanami, it's equally Shaykh Machika. But they.
It's not an open edition. Everything's awesome. Right, but I'm saying we know that because the Rambam said that, but can you?
You would never come to that conclusion if you started from him. So
the Rambam in Mishnah Torah. You know, I wouldn't have come to the conclusion that necessarily that everything is also like, I have no way of figuring that out.
But again, the other direction, maybe you would. In other words, when you start off with the if you assume that it's gzeira mishum Mechika, so then
why wouldn't have I said fakert? I should have said no. The Rambam passes like the Rush. It's very clear, and that's why it's included in the delineation between the return and the rechol. No, wouldn't that make a lot of sense?
But if you start off with Xeru Shem Mechika, you could understand why you would be
and
more.
If I say Mimsel Hefsek, I say, well,
then you have to figure out. So if you're correct, so you could have said that. You're saying, I think, which makes sense, you could explain the Isser of Divrei Chachma also based off of Mimsel Hefsek. And say that Divrei Chachma is Chavtcha. Now, the Rambam couldn't have said that because Chachma is also a very, it's also a big deal. When I was, my first introduction to YU, when I was, like, my first day literally on YU, I was coming from Chevron Yeshiva and, you know, heard all sorts of, you know, things about YU. And day number one, we hear a Drasha from Rabbi Lamb, first day of orientation, and he gave a shir on whether, according to the Rambam, you'd make Birkas HaTorah when you learn science. That was, it's like, huh? So anyway, so ironically, I think it's fascinating. In other words, maybe if you learn like the Rambam, Cheftzicha, Mimtzo Cheftzicha, would not have asked Divrei Chachma. It's not Chavtzacha, it's Chachma.
Okay, maybe.
Okay, fine. So so what about, what assuming like the Rush, so what is Aser? So again, obviously, legal documents, business documents, that's certainly Aser, and then they were Mosif certain things. So the biggest Tosefes that we have to figure out is what exactly is being added when they asked Ksav HaMahalech Tachas Atzura. What is that adding? What does that include? That's very unclear. If we look at the Lashon of the Rosh, Perek Chav Gimel Halacha Aleph, Simen Aleph, he writes, V'shtari hadiotos to asir l'mikri ba pirshri, hainu shtari mekachum emkar, v'shtari chovos, mashkonos, v'shamim tzolchef schav daradavar, igre rishos, Hein divrei shlomos ve'ein v'am tzorach. Umid asrinan k'sar sh'malach tachas atzura v'tachas adiknaus she'ein v'am tzorach klal v'asrinan mishum shama yikra v'shtoy adyotos ner adu adin igros harishos. So what is the, what are we learning from k'sav sh'tachas adiknaus? We're learning basically things that are of no value. And that's Aser. So the gather is anything that has no value, Xera Atu Shtare Hadyotos. That's what's included. The Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch Harav in Simon Shin Zayin and Chafal of Chafbeis, the Gazru Aksav, Afal Pisha Ein Bo, Me Chafetz Masurim, Shulik Rospo. So that's the way I think he explains the Rosh. When we look to Tosfos, so Tosfos notes that it would seem then, first he quotes Rashi, this is Tosfos on Kuf Yud Zayin, quotes Rashi, who Rashi there at least says that Igros are Aser, and he says there's a problem. What's the problem? That everybody reads letters on Shabbos. So his answer is, seems that there's three categories. Masu Matan is certainly Aser. He thinks Igros are Mutter, and we'll have to talk about why. And then there's this category. How do you deal with Ksav Shalich Tachasa Adyuknos? We could call it the Shtuyot. Right? We have three categories. What's the middle category? The middle category. So Tosfo says these are things that have a need. Question is, what exactly is nichlal in this? So first Rabbeinu Tam says, afilu, that it's mutter. Why is it mutter? Maybe they have pikuach nefesh in it. The letters might have pikuach nefesh. You can read the letters on Shabbos because of pikuach nefesh. Now, yeshlach kor, is that a heter because of pikuach nefesh? It's aser, but they are mutter because of pikuach nefesh. That's very strange. We didn't need Tosfos to tell me that there's a heter pikuach nefesh for the Yisra de Rabbanon of Shtari Adyotos. So what presumably he means is that there's some type of tzarech hagof. Let's figure out what's included. Is that a Shabbos need? Is it a general need? Is it an important need? Maybe the fact that he says pichuach nefesh does indicate perhaps that it has to be an important need, but it's something that's a tzarech hagof. That's what the Riz Lashon is a little later in Tosfos. And that's actually what the way the Ramban and the Rashba use to explain Limud Chachmos. Chachmos also have some value to them. And that's what he says. V'afilu yodea she'en ba'o pikuach nefesh matu rabbeinu tam, do'av ishtar yadiotos, keven she'en sarach l'mashakasav ba, l'fish yodea mashbeik rose. Not clear what that means. Does that mean there's no chash mechikar? He's saying you're not going to be osik in your shtaros because this isn't something that's needed. Now there's manashach. Either it's mutter because it's a real need, or it's mutter or because there's no need, because you already read what's in it and you see there's no need. So it's also not shaykh to be gozer atu shtar yadiyahu tos. Umihu, at the end of Tosos, osan mochamo saksuvim belaz, nul rabbein Yehuda, da asar la'ayin bahem. Delogara me'ad etaniya perka shawel, ksav shetachas atzur avdiknos, asar lakros ban bishab. I don't even know why it's mutter during the week. Agav, you see something interesting here. What is the geder of Moshe Leitzim? So I would have said Moshe Leitzim is like, you need Leitzim, right? Like, you know, gatherings of Leitzim. That's what Moshe Leitzim means. So reading a silly book, it might be Bittel Torah, but why is it Moshe of Leitzim? Sifrei Milchamos. Okay, Sifrei Milchamos are, who cares? Okay, what do you need to know? Who attacked who and how, when, whatever. But so it's Bittel Torah. One called Bittel Torah. It's very interesting because, again, at least Tosfos, Shulchan Aruch more or less Paskins is saying, no, Moshe of Leitzim is things that are a waste of time. The Rambam also talks about this, not in Moshe Leitzim. He talks about in this Perish Mishnayos by Sifrei Sfarim Chitzonios, but also Bittel Torah. So this is Moshe Leitzim. Now this whole enterprise of like writing about wars, I guess, is Moshe Leitzim. Anyway, so you don't need a person. You don't need multiple people. Like if Moshe writes going to a baseball game is Moshe Leitzim. But it's not just going to a baseball game. It's reading Narishkeit. Anyway, so we have these three categories, right? And so Shari Hadiotos doesn't include things that have a use, and it does include things that don't have a use. Now we'll see. This categorization is one that we're going to come back to again and again. For example, we'll see that the Ramah, we Paskin, has a kula for Lashon HaKodesh, Hebrew. So why? Because there's a value. So even though you're reading Narishkeit, you're reading Sifrei Milchamos, but when it's Lashon HaKodesh, there's value insofar as it helps you with the language. It helps you learn the language. So I saw one of the Achronim in the Dirshu says, well, if you already know Hebrew, then you know, it's not helping you anymore. But the point is, if this is serving some purpose, some value or the like, so you're saying Lashon HaKodesh.
No, I'm saying
it depends.
We're getting from Ramaz Medai from the Tosis that Rem just read.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, that's always true. What does that mean? You know Hebrew already? Like, Tosis is only talking about someone who didn't know Hebrew. Like,
Tosfos is the way they would say. I agree. The Pashup Shad is, and it sort of depends on how you say it. Is it because Lashon HaKodesh is Kedusha inherently? That's the way it sounds like from a number of the sources, in which case it shouldn't matter, or no, because it's a vehicle to learn Hebrew. You're going to know how to read Chumash better if you learn Hebrew, and reading anything in Hebrew is going to get you there. So it's valuable. And once you, it's not giving you any, the way these poskim are saying it, again, I think it's a bit of a chiddush, but they're saying is the value is only insofar as it helps you learn how to learn. So if you already read Hebrew fluently, you know, reading the Yedioth Acharonot is not going to help you learn Chumash any better. So therefore, now it's Aser. We'll get to newspapers in a moment. So we said before, a possible nafkamina between these two schools of thought would be Kriya Sheinu B'Fiv. And indeed, there were some Rishonim who said, yeah, it's mutter as long as you scan or don't read bepeh, you just read with your eyes. However, Rabbeinu Yonah's Machmir, the Rush quotes it, that it's Aser. What's the Rai? It's Aser because of the Tosefta. The Tosefta says, Ksav Shetachas Atzura V'Diuknos Aser Lehistakel Bahen B'Shabbos. You can't even look at it, meaning you can't read it without, with your mind, with your eyes, not with bepeh. So what would the Matirim, what would the Or Zeruah say about that Raya? So the Or Zeruah would presumably say that, okay, maybe that's the Mashmos of the Tosefta, but not the Bavli. The Bavli doesn't have that Lashon over there. Maybe we don't paskin like that Tosefta. Adurabah from the Bavli Sifakert. So, but many Rishonim are Machmir in that Shaila. So even though you could have said that would be a Nafgamina, L'chora, in the end of the day, it's not going to be a Nafgamina because we paskin L'chumra. However, you'll see a couple of things. Number one is the Shulchan Aruch throws it in. In other words, it's not a clear-cut hachra'a l'chumra, and therefore, in a case where we want to be makel or a sniff with other tzirufim, is the Shulchan Aruch brings it back. So the idea that scanning is mutter is not totally rejected. Rav Moshe goes one step further, if he said it. I'll see it a little later, but it's in Chelech Chesed with Rav Moshe, we'll see, he says that there's no isser at all in reading without your mouth, except chshash mechika. So if you could somehow get rid of the chshash mechika, then it would be mutter, because he's saying, look, it's dibur aser, hear her mutter. You can't really argue with that. So the only reason why it's aser, why we don't make that cheshbon, is because of the chshash mechika. And therefore, if we could somehow come up with a way to get rid of the chshash mechika, which we'll consider in a couple minutes, then we would once again come back to that chiluk between reading and reading bepeh and reading be'inayim.
That's strange because all the Rishonim are very clear that it's not just Zeruah. So he's basically passing that course of Zeruah.
Maybe, but that, well, we'll see what he says to defend that. But yes, it's mechudash, agreed. So how do we paskin? So in terms of the question of Sifrei Chachma, Shulchan Aruch writes in Sif Yudayin, Aser Loma B'Shavos Yantav Zulos B'Divrei Torah, V'afilu Sifrei Chachmas Aser, V'yesh Mishamatir, V'al Pisvar Aser Motor L'Habit B'Itzdar Lob B'Shabes. Anyone know what an Itzdar Lob is? It's not quite a telescope. There's a word. I looked up the English word for it, but I forgot now. It's like the same word as the Itzdar Lob, but it's, I forgot what it is. No, it's not a globe. It's an astrolabe, yeah. So what's an astrolabe? It's something like a telescope of sorts, no? Which is interesting because that's not writing, unless maybe they're like their numbers on it or letters, things that like help you focus. It's an interesting question, right? In other words, the mashmos is that if you're whole like the Rambam, then the itzdar lob is usser, even though it's not, it's a kli, it's not writing, you have to look, see. So Mishmur says, V'yesh mishamatir, v'chei no'agin l'hakel, the velt is mekel, the minig is to be mekel. El Yerabba says, yari shemaim ra'wi l'hachmir b'zeh. Okay, so that's the halacha. Sifrei Chachma, Mikra Adin, at least for Ashkenazim, not sure about Sephardim, but at least for Ashkenazim, we are mekel on that shayla, yari shemaim could be machmir, but Mikra Adin, it's mutter, we paskin against the Rambam. That is the view of most poskin. Okay, so I saw even some Sephardi posting are makel on this shaila. In other words, even though you would think from even Rav Avadia writes that sheyesh lemekilin bekriat chadashot b'iton kasher, of course, it's a Haredi newspaper, yesh lem ami lesmoch. So what's mutter, at least again for Ashkenazim, what type of non-Torah literature is permissible? So we already said ksav shel chachma is mutter. Tzarech mitzvah, so we saw the Magen Avraham was mekel on, as is the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Mem Zayin. Okay, there are certain cases where we're going to be mekel, like Chakika B'Kosel, where there's no Shashem Ayim Chok, and there's no Gzeira Da'asi L'Chlufei B'Shtar Hadyautos. Things basically that don't resemble business documents because they're chiseled into the wall or something like that. So it's mutter to read a science book on Shabbos. So here's the Shaila Mamish and Yana Dioma. We're still holding by finals, right? Is it mutter to study for finals on Shabbos. So certainly, if it's, I don't know, a Sims final in business, that would be us, sir.
Assuming it's
multiple during the week. So, right, right. So that's where Rabbi Lamb, at that shir that I mentioned, of course, took a dig at Sims. It's like, I don't know if you guys are Torah Mada, but, you know. So that's what he said. That was still when, like, a majority of people were in YC. Sims was like a small thing. Was, I don't know what he would say about nowadays. So science books are mutter. Business books are aser. History books, so the, I guess it's questionable. What do we say about history books? Are they chachma or not? So the Mishnah Berurah writes, Nun ches, vein b'chlal zes, yosifun v'sefer yuchsin v'divrei hayomim, shall review who's Riha Kohen, v'shevet Yehuda, that's another Jewish history book, shemehem yilmadu divrei moser, v'yira, v'alkein afilu k'suvim b'laz shari. So, Jewish history books written by from authors are definitely mutter, like Yosefun. Yosefun isn't quite Josephus. Yosefun is mutter.
It's not Josephus.
No, it's a medieval version of Josephus, but it's a little firmer than Josephus. But that's for another time. So we have, those are mutter. But the problem is, Sifrei Melchamos are aser, right? What is Sifrei Melchamos? That sounds like history books, right? So presumably the answer is that if it's a valuable history book, then it's mutter. So like the Mishnah Berurah says, you're going to learn Musar and Yira. So good. If it's, you know, a history of warfare, that's not particularly, there's not a valuable lesson. So then it sounds like it would be Yasser. Now, so studying for a test of Chachma. So there we have an additional issue that we have to worry about, which is Hachana. So it's inappropriate to say I'm studying for my test. Well, let's say it's not that you don't say anything. You're doing Hachana, but it's not Nikares. So is that Mutter? If you enjoy it, it's hard to say it's aser. If you don't enjoy studying, so it's, you know, certainly one would say, you know, not ideal, right? In Shabbos, we say it's even aser to daven, l'tvar tzrachav b'Shabbos. And why is that? So Yerushalmi, so the Karban Eder says, l'fi shemechlal oneg Shabbos hu shiachshav adam kilu kol melachto asui. So studying is mamash, you're supposed to, yeah, it's true, my final is Sunday, but I should go into Shabbos and feel kol melachtecha suya, right? Ah, so that's the shaila. What if a person is not on such a high madreka? And lamaisa, they are going, if you tell them that they can't study, they're going to be worried all of Shabbos, and they'll feel a little better. So do we say, okay, but that's inappropriate or not? So it's hard to say that that's aser. If you're not in such a madrega and lemaisa, you're going to feel better. It's hard to say it's aser, right?
Why
it's, if it's not nikeres. I'm not saying I'm studying, I'm just reading a book. You're saying nobody reads textbooks except for studying. I don't know.
I'm saying everyone knows what you're doing. It's the week of finals.
It's a good question. So now there's a shaila, and this is an interesting question.
It's only mutter. He has to make sure not to tell anyone that he's studying.
It's definitely, the poskim say, for example, taking a nap. So it's inappropriate to say, I'm taking a nap so I could stay up late Motzei Shabbos. But it's okay to take a nap so you can stay up late Motzei Shabbos. You just can't say it. So now the question is, how do you define Nikares? In other words, yes, this is Nikares because everybody knows that's why you're studying. You don't say this is why you're studying. Is that considered Nikares or not? Right? You're allowed to, we talked about this earlier, you're allowed to go and like walk and to watch this bricklayer to learn techniques, but you're not allowed to walk to your field one is nicker, one isn't nicker. So now the shaila is, how do you define it? Do we say, is nikeres mean that everybody's going to figure it out, even though all I'm doing is reading a book and it's mutter to read a book? I don't know. I'm not sure you're right. In other words, all I'm doing is reading a book. People happen to know that the reason why I'm reading this book is because I have a test. But I'm not, that's because they figured it out. They're smart people. It doesn't, I don't know if that makes it all in that, all of a sudden, hachana and ikares.
This also assumes, right, meaning,
because
we're making one guess.
Right. So, not clear. What about street signs? A lot of read street signs on Shabbos? So I saw two reasons why it's mutter, with an interesting nafkamina. So the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa says, it's mutter, why? Lo asi lechlufei b'ksifas hashtar. Like the Mishnah Berurah says in Sifkatan Mem Tes by Chakaka Kosel, right? You're not worried about that. Mishum Shema Yikar Shtar Yadiotos, Nami Lo Gazrinan, Shalom Michlof Bishtar. So therefore, the same thing, you're not going to confuse a street sign with a shtar. There's another reason, though, much more broad reason, which is brought down in the Sefer, Megillah Sefer. What does he say? He says that Shtar Yadiotos is only asar if it's Sipur Dvarim. Then it's somewhat doma to Shtar Yadiotos. I guess Shtar Yadiotos also has a Sipur Dvarim. Ruvain borrowed from Shimon $100. But if it's just information and not a Sipur Dvarim, and also Sifrei Hadiotos and Sifrei Milchamos and Sifrei Militzos, that's Sipur Dvarim. Just information, even Ksav Holech Tachas Hatzura. It's like, this is David battling Goliath. Rashi's examples are stories. But for just information, so he argues that it's mutter.
Even if it's an actual business?
No. No. Then anyway, it's going to be also Altman Mimsel Cheftzacha. But Gzeiratu Shtar
Yadiyotos.
So I saw in Rasimcha Bunim Kohn's Sefer, he says, a nafkamina between these two reasons are if you could read an ingredients label. According to Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa, it would be aser. According to the Megillah Sefer, it would be mutter. At the end of the day, I think you could probably oftentimes be makel for ingredients label because it's chachma, it's health. It's, you know, people read ingredients to see if this is healthy, it's something I want to eat.
You could do Shimon to say that you want to put something on
the phone.
The normal way instructions are putting it in.
Exactly.
Isn't it against the Gemara what the Megillah Sefer?
Yeah, say? Why?
Why, what, how the list of Orchosav and Parparosav, there's no secret Gemara. Nothing happens. So even if that's not
Shtar
Hediotos, that's not
Patur Shtar Hediotos. No, you're right. Yes. Why isn't that a Raya?
The guest list.
Unless you say, this is what to serve on the first course. These are the people to invite for the meal.
He's saying a different word. He's not saying...
But then you say, these are the ingredients in this food. These are the ingredients. So I don't know. You know, it's presumably just a list. I don't know. It's a good hara. Look it up. Sorry, I'm bringing the raya. Okay, so is there any heter because of hana? We said before, maybe if you hold that the iser is because of mental chavtzacha.
Yeah. The Rosh has one line where he thinks that the parparos are more like business than other things. He says, like, Shatzino the Flume, you could be Mechale, that had we not had the Gemara on the test about captions, we could have been high to say that they're being the most.
So you're saying this is Asar because of Cheshbonos. Okay, I hear.
Meaning, it doesn't really answer the question. Because
what's the gather, right?
What? If you can't tell me the gather is non-secret dvarim, if there are things which are also which are non-secret dvarim. I mean, you're right, it doesn't prove, street signs might be mutter if that, right, okay.
There's definitely things that are also non-secret dvarim, is you can't read stock, ticker.
He's saying that's a question. Business for sure.
No, but that's what she was saying.
Right, no, but he's saying, what's the gather? In other words, once it's going to be your guest list, So how do you know guest list is not Sibur? Is mamish shtari hadiyah, is like mekach memkar and not ingredients list?
Because what the guest list is, at least it's kain business in the sense that I have to take care of this. It's like a, it's something that I have to do. I have to, it's an objective of mine that I have to make sure is accomplished, as opposed to just reading the...
So that's the gader, it's an objective.
It's not, it's nothing I have to do about it. It's just a...
Yankee score might be super tired. Tells you how many runs are in each inning.
Okay.
I hear. Yeah, so it's not, that's not a clear cut get there.
Agreed.
So we said before, maybe a possible heter would be if you enjoy it. Is there any possible basis for that? So it says, because again, we know in Siman Shin Aleph that Bachurim HaMisangim B'Kfitzasam U'Merutzasam, it's mutter. So would we say a similar thing over here? So the Magen Avraham writes like this in Sif Katan Dalet. Well, let me read on. It says over there, Simon Shin Aleph at the beginning. So it's mutter to run, to go see something that you enjoy. So you want to go see a waterfall? I don't know. You could run there. Says Magen Avraham, Lachen Liros, Perush, Afal Pishas or Liros Duknaos, Kemosha Kasav, Simen Shin Zion, Sif Tezvav. What do you mean? Why is it mutter to run to go see something? You're not allowed to see anything. You're not allowed to see Duknaos. Says Magen Avraham, Mikol Makom, Imari'ia Oneglo, Mutter Liros. So it's mutter if the ri'ah is oneg. So what's he saying? So you can read it in two ways. Is it saying that basically this iser of leros diuknos is not said when it's oneg? And the reason would be because since it's aser because of mental chatzcha v'dabar dabar, and oneg is an exception to that, and therefore it's mutter, it's oneg Shabbos. Or maybe not. Because the issue here is like this. The Magen Avraham says, Perush, right? V'chein liros, Perush, afal pish aser liros diuknos. So what's the problem with that? Problem is, it's not aser liros diuknos. It's aser to liros k'sav shetachas at diuknos. So what does he mean exactly? So my Mordechai asked that question. Oh, so that's aser because of Avodah Zarah, but not Shari Hedyotos. In other words, Shiloh, what exactly that iser means? Is that because it's machlokas and tosus? Is it because it's close to avodah zarah or not? Whatever it is, but the point is that's not our shtari hadyotos l'chora. So what is he saying? He's saying, and it's strange. He's saying that al tifno lelilim is mutter because of oneg Shabbos.
That's quite cool,
right? So that's what's very unclear about this line. Right, perish afal pi shasar liros diuknos, k'mos kasav shimin shin zayin. Does that mean al tifnu? Does it mean ksav? What's he talking about? What's the heter? So, as I said, the Maamar Mordechai rejects this Magen Avraham. He doesn't understand what he's talking about. Also, the Shulchan Aruch Harav has the shaila. In other words, it's not mutter. There's no heter of oneg. Whether it's Minso Cheftzacha, I mean, whether it's Shtari Hedyotos or whether it's Al Tifnu. The Prima Gadim says, no, must be that what the Magen Avraham is saying here is he is that there it is mutter to see Vinachanami, Deim Tainug Lo Liros Hatsura, Vakasav, Daksav, Leida Mahu, Kiim Lo Yikra, Eno Yodea. Mahu, the ain lo tainug. So we're talking about an image that you're allowed to see. Okay, you're allowed to look at a picture, beautiful picture of a unicorn. But it's not so enjoyable if you don't know what it is. Is it a unicorn? Is it a pony? Is it a dog? I don't know. So I need to read the caption that says this is a unicorn. So we need super dvar, right? This is a wild unicorn jumping up and down, fighting with Goliath. So that's the oneg. So if that's my oneg, if I'm not going to have the oneg from the, it's mucher to look at the image, and I'm not going to have the oneg if I don't read the caption. It's mucher to look at the caption also. Faklal kol masha asru b'kein zeh b'shabes l'chud imu oneg lo shari hamasha asru b'cholik rosh tayed yotos mishu moshev leitzim v'adib shul oneg shabes l'chud. If it's asur to read during the week anyway, because the moshev leitzim divrei agavim sefer Emmanuel. So I once was, when I was in college, I was writing a paper on something. For some reason, so one of the sources, it was a Jewish history paper, I don't remember, it was the Book of Emmanuel. So anyway, I read it. And then afterwards, I learned this halacha. I was like, oh my goodness, I read Sefer Emmanuel. So it's all about, it's like a takeoff on Dante. It's all about Gehenna. And anyway, So the point is that if it's mutter to read during the week, then there's a heter oneg on Shabbos. That's what he seems like he's saying. Now, it's very hard to understand how this is works with the Shulchan Aruch, because these things, these smilitzos or mashalim or sefer mechamos, so they're usher because of shayar diotos. Now, why is anyone reading them unless it's oneg? I mean, maybe he's talking about homework. Okay, you have homework to read the Sefer Melchamos. That's Asur on Shabbos. It's only Heter Oneg. Maybe he's saying, no, the things that are Asur during the week, Alt Moshev Leitzim, are also Asur on Shabbos because of Shtari Hediotos. But if it's not Asur during the week, and it's also Oneg, then Magen Avraham is Medayik from the Shulchan Aruch, that should be Mutter. Maybe it's also only also to read them when you have no pleasure. That's what he's saying. Saying to look at the captions when I have no pleasure, that's us. So if I could enjoy the picture without the captions, also to read the captions. But if I don't get to enjoy the picture without the captions, then it's mutter.
Doesn't that need a more precise hagara? Like, why wouldn't anything you want to read for whatever purpose be given you omeg?
So obviously this is not going to be a heter. It certainly won't be a heter for anything that's actual Shtari Hediotos, right? Good.
Wait, why?
Because that is...
Meaning that's usher outside of Shabbos. That's
Mimtoch Heftzacha.
I thought that was the whole...
No, so the heter has to be, I think, things that are not business. Things that aren't business... that are only mutter, and one way to understand it, I think the lumdus, exactly, and I think the easiest way to understand the lumdus here is that if we said that according to Tosfos, there's this middle category, right? There are things that are also regardless. There are things that, like business things. Then there are things that are usher because they have no value, and then those things are mutter when they're valuable. So Sifrei Chacham is mutter. Why? Because it's valuable. Lashon HaKodesh is mutter. Why? Because it's valuable. Oneg Shabbos is valuable. It's a mitzvah. And therefore, it becomes valuable once it's necessary for your Oneg Shabbos.
It's called Chetzei Shemayim, or it's a different thing?
It's not Bechlal. I don't know. The Heter of Chachma, is that Chetzei Shemayim? Or just that the thing that things that are of a purpose weren't bechlal v'yisur. I'm not sure which one is the correct gather.
Why is there something that's moshav leitzim and then I enjoy it? Doesn't it take it away from being emotional? No. Because I'm getting shabbos.
It's moshe, it's oneg shabbos, it's mitzvah b'aveira. So, and so.
Also, things are
wasted. A pretty nishmak.
No, so they assert valueless things because of Gzeira Atu Shtari Hediotos. They didn't assert, they permitted things that are Latoelas. So now, so the Melitzos and Mashalim and Sefer Melchamos, so those are waste of time. And besides being assert Alts Moshe Leitzim, they're also assert Alts Shtari Hediotos, because since it's worthless waste of time, then it's Bechlal Yisur Shtari Hediotos. You're doing two things wrong in that case. When, again, the Magen Avraham is a huge chiddush, But when it's not, when it's something valuable. So if it's not Moshev Leitzim, in other words, Iksav Shetachas Edik knows isn't Moshev Leitzim. It's just pointless. But once it's, so pointless things are Asar Al Shtari Hediyotos, but not Moshev Leitzim. It's not like the Sifrei Mochamos. It's not like the Book of Emmanuel, right? And therefore, it's only Asar Al waste of time, Al pointless things. But once there's a point, it's Mutter. So just like Oneg, just like Lashon HaKodesh makes it Mutter, so too Oneg Shabbos makes it Mutter. That seems to be the Chiddush of the Magen Avraham. Oh. So this brings us to letters. We already mentioned before the Rishonim debate the Shaila of letters. Tosos says Kula of what? Of basically, again, there being a purpose, right? Tzarech Gufo. Doesn't sound like it's a heter of Pikuach Nefesh. It's a heter of Tzarech Aguf. Again, not everybody accepts that heter. The Torah rejects it. The Torah writes, Matzasi Kasav Mashregilin Ata Shekorin Biksavim Shavim Shabbos L'fisheni Odim Lama Yvim V'shami Yesh Ben Tzarech Aguf V'lo Dam L'shtar Sidyoto Shein Ben Tzarech Aguf. So the Mekilim say that the only things that are asr are things that are done with shtari adyotos. What makes him shtari adyotos? Imran tzarech haguf. So the Torah himself rejects that. Ve'ein nerali atam maspik. But the mekilim, so that's what they hold. So how do we pass on this shayla? So the Beis Yosef writes, L'inyan halachos me'achos she'eino el isur d'rabanan k'dayim amativin l'smoch aleim l'krosam im eino yodeh ma'kasev bahem. So if you don't know what's in them, that's a kula that is probably, in other words, if the kula is that you might need this information on Shabbos, so that kula doesn't apply anymore because nobody gets any important information, certainly information that's relevant for Shabbos in the letter. But we'll see if the other tzad is still okay. And the basis it continues, and passing this into Shulchan Aruch, lo yikra b'fif eli ya'ayin b'ahem. Why, like we said before, well, at least as a sniff, we'll throw in the mekilim that Ion is mutter. And that's what he paskins in Sif Yud Dalet. So there are, there's a very interesting couple of tshuvos. They seem to contradict each other. We'll try to explain what they mean in Chelak Ches of Igros Moshe. The question is, A, what do they mean? And B, are they reliable? So the first one is a letter to Rabbi Bodner. The first one is a Chelak He, Simen Chaf Aleph Os He. And the second one I'm going to read from is Chelak He, Simen Chaf Beis, I think Gimel Dalet and He. Take a look. So the first one is to, as I said, it's to Rabbi Bodner. And he basically tells him that, you know, there's no heter of reading letters nowadays, at least, like the Mishnah Berurah has, if a letter arrives on Shabbos and you can have the guy read it and the like, because now, since almost everybody has a telephone in their house, so if it's important information, you're not going to get it in a letter, okay? Then he's a second tshuva, and he says it's okay to read letters, presumably those that arrived before Shabbos. And he says, for the following reason, according to Rambam, it's Asr Gzeira Shem Yimchok. And he says, that's not relevant Bizman Hazeh anymore. Why? Because we know, it says in Simen Kuf Ayin Hey, Sif Dalid, that nowadays, that you're allowed to read by a candle if you're the type of person who is not going to mess up. And we know the Gemara, in fact, compares these isurim of reading by a candle, and the case there is reading the guest lists. And he says, Sif Dalet, Adam Chashuv, Shein Darko B'chol Lahatos, Mutter B'chol Gavna. The Mishnah Berurah is not so excited about that kula in a practical sense, because you know, aval mistama lo aminan kein deyesh gam ba'adam chashav shedarko lahatos b'chol. But let's say you have an adam chashav who's ein darko lahatos. So even though this is a low plug on the one hand, right? Like, even though it's the light is way up high, but it's not a pure low plug, right? If you have two people, they will remind each other it's missing. And even an Adam Chashev, who's not darko to be where the Gzeira doesn't apply, it's mutter. So Rav Moshe says, good. So nowadays, nobody ever erases newspapers, letters, whatever it is. That in the olden days, paper was very expensive. People would reuse things. They would erase things all the time. Nobody, you know, let's say certainly a newspaper, right? Nobody ever erases a newspaper. So the Gzeira Shema Yimchok is not relevant anymore. Except we know that we're still machmir. Why are we machmir? There's no Gzeira Shema Yimchok. We're machmir because what the Rush says. About that, Dibur Aser, hear her mutter. Therefore, it's mutter. As long as it's, you're not reading a bepa. But one second, are we machmir on that shaila? So Rav Moshe's understanding, this is a chiddush, is that the reason why there were machmir on that shaila is because Shema Yimchok, even though it's talking about there, the Tosefta, Ksav Shetachas Yadiknos, okay, maybe I guess you'll erase that also. It's not David that's fighting it. It's Avshalom in this picture. But in the in theory, at least, if there's zero concern of Shema Yimchok, then it's mutter. Now, so business letters are still usher, like we've said. And presumably, then the reason why he, in the previous tshuva, said letters are usher, he meant only if it's coming from outside of the tchum. So, does this make sense? So it's a chiddush on two levels. Number one is like we saw, the Rosh accepts Rabbeinu Yonah's chumrah about reading Shelo Befeh, even though he seems to be concerned about Mintzul Chafzacha. It's also a chiddush because this exception is, for Adam Chashuv is stated in the Gemara already by Neiros and in the Rishonim and in the Shulchan Aruch. Nobody ever said that there's this heter of when it doesn't apply. So it's a chiddush on many levels. I saw there's an article by Rav Eitam Henkin, Hashem Yikom Damo, on this topic, and he tries to be miyashev the Rav Moshe. He likes it, and he says, well, that's because, you know, until nobody said it before, you know, there's a printing press, because then there was actually Gzeira Shema Yimchok for anything, basically. And even after the printing press, it still took a while and the like. That's his theory. But that's an interesting kula. So I asked Rabbi Willig this morning what he thought about the Rav Moshe. So he was like, just because nobody said it doesn't mean it's wrong. He said, I want to read the article from Henkin. So I printed it for him, but he didn't see what he says. But the problem, this at the very least as a limud chos, because Maisa, everybody's makel about, not everybody. There are many people that are machver, but the Olam is very makel on these shailas. And we'll get to, and so perhaps, this is an interesting derech to be makel. Again, how you deal with the tshuva, it didn't appear anywhere else in the writings of Rav Moshe. Okay, I will have pointed out, but you know, there are a lot of things that you might not want to write in print that you think are correct. That is, you know, one certainly has to take that into consideration where they appear. What about newspapers? So the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkat and Samach Gimel writes, Linyan Kriyas Zeitung. What's the din? Af Shabishfus Yaakov Mekel Bezer Harbi Achmonim Osrim Mipnei Sheesh Bahem Yediya Minyane Masumata. So first of all, why was the Shfus Yaakov Mekel? Shfus Yaakov was Mekel because Sheesh Bahem Kamet Tzarcha Bnei Adam Leida Beizim Medina Shehu Mochama Oshar Mikra Osra Os Chas Vashalom Vulei Efshir Lahatzi Aleze Davar Al Yidei Eze So basically what the Shvaz Yaakov is saying is the Heter of Tosfos for letters. Again, I don't think he means pikuach nefesh. Even though he's talking about milchamos, it doesn't mean that you could read the newspaper because, like, you're going to have to move today because your country is going to be attacked. I don't think that's what he means. At least I don't think that's the pashup shot, though. There are, as I mentioned, some achronim that read it that way. I think he's saying that there's valuable information in the newspaper, and they serve a productive function. And even if there's no immediate need, like you're not immediately going to start moving or the like, this is valuable information, and therefore it's not bechlal the iser. Now, you could say, okay, so that might be matir the current events. It's important to know that there's a war in Ukraine and what's going on. It's not matir the sports section. It's certainly not matir the business section. So
I'm saying, I'm being nitpicky about that example, but like that's not really going to what they're just describing.
That's the question. You could argue that it is. It's important to know what's going on in the world. There's practical, valuable information. But
in the person's social group that Shabbos?
No.
It'd be important for a person.
Who says, so that's the question. That's by Chakira. In other words, when he's Makil, is he Makil for the Tzarchi Guf of that Shabbos? Or in general, because it's Tzarch HaGuf, B'lav Dafka, that Shabbos. In other words, when he says, Shiesh Bahen Kama Tzarchi B'nei Adam Leida Be'eza Medina Shehu Melchama Oshar Mekros Raus Chas V'Shalom. Does that mean there's a Shabbos need to know that there's a war going on in a certain country? Or it means it's valuable to know this information, and it has practical ramifications, even if not on Shabbos. That's what is unclear about what he's saying. And I think it could be read both ways. If you look at Rav Nissen Karelitz in Dirshu Note 70, he's taking the first side. And he's saying, therefore, nowadays, the Heter, the Shfos Yaakov, is totally irrelevant because there's no practical Shabbos information you'll get from the newspaper. I don't know if that's the only way to read the Shfos Yaakov. I think he might be saying that there's valuable information in general, not necessarily information that's relevant for Shabbos. What's interesting is the Mishnah Berurah rejects it, though not because he's saying, not fundamentally, he's saying because of the business Shabbos, right? The Mishnah Berurah writes, it's Aser, shouldn't rely on the Shfos Yaakov, Mipnesh Behem, Shiesh Behem Yediya Me'inyane Masu Matan. Maybe because it's hard to divide up the different things. You know, even if we're not talking about the business section, we're talking about the front page. But trying to figure out which parts of the front page are more shayach to masumatan and which ones aren't. Not sure. But it's not a fundamental rejection of the kula of the Shfos Yaakov as much as a application or the metzias or the like. There's the famous story. There's the Makor Baruch, which is written by Rav Baruch Halevi Epstein, a biography of the Netziv. It's translated into English as My Uncle the Netziv. So in there, he talks about how the Netziv would read the newspaper on Shabbos. He even tells you which newspaper he read. He read, though maybe it was a Hebrew newspaper, it could have been better. He would read the newspaper called Hamagid, assuming it arrived before Shabbos. And he said that he would wait till Shabbos morning to read it. Friday night, he would chazer all of Maseches Shabbos and Maseches Erev and Mishnayos. But Shabbos morning, after he made Kiddush, he would read the newspaper. And he said, this is what he quotes the Netziv saying, you know, in the weeks that the newspaper didn't arrive before Shabbos, it was chaser in his onik Shabbos. It felt like Shabbos chazon when you can't take a shower before Shabbos. That was the mashal. So anyway, so clearly he read it. There was a famous hack. The Lakewood Cheder sent out this art scroll book a while back. Like, you know, one of the solicitations where they send you a book and ask for money. And a couple of weeks later, they sent back, please send us back your books. it's not going according to Das Torah. So the Shmuel was because they wrote that the Nitzer read a newspaper on Shabbos. I don't know if that's what it was, but that's what people said. But anyway, the Nitziv also has a tshuva where he writes its mutter too. So it's not just it's not his regular things. He published the tshuva in some type of newspaper. But anyway, the Nitziv does have a tshuva in which he says that it is mutter. Again, primarily based off of the reasons that we said, which is that at least anytime there's a value in something, so then it becomes valuable and it is mutter.
What about the Mishnah Berurah?
So again, I don't know how much of it is a Metzius Machlokas or not. I guess he would say, don't read the Maaso Matan articles. I don't know if...
I don't know if the Metzius and Mishnah Berurah is like advertisements. It's not like, you know, any from magazine.
Oh, so now we have a problem. Okay, so Yoni is bringing up a big shaila. You're allowed to read Mishpacha magazine on Shabbos. So if you read the Hamodia magazine, the one that they give out in the fifth floor of the library, that's like, first of all, it's all Torah, basically, and they have zero advertisements. If you want to have a kosher Shabbos magazine, and it's free. So you should read the Modia, the Hamodia magazine. But some people, it just, you know, doesn't give them what they're looking for. So you're allowed to read Mishpacha magazine. So the first problem is, like you're saying, the advertisements. You have to, it requires
letters to the editor.
It requires a fair amount of self-control and discipline to be able to read Hamodi on Shabbos and not look at the advertisements. Somebody told me that they read they look at all the advertisements before Shabbos, so they won't be tempted to look at them on Shabbos. Before Shabbos, they quickly open up, they look at all the advertisements of all these funny-looking kids wearing strange European clothing and high-rise luxury apartments in Yerushalayim and whatever else there are. Most of them are anyway solicitations for tzedakah, and which perhaps you could argue are okay. Then you read. Okay, so then there's nowadays the Mishpacha magazine also has a business section, so that's certainly off. So no advertisements, no business section. But what about the other articles? That's Ray Willig, what he thought about this morning. So he said, what other articles? He said, if they're talking about the war in Ukraine, that's mutter. He thought that is valuable. Like we said, it's in the category of valuable things to know about. That's for sure valuable. That's mamish chachma musar, to learn how not to get upset at your mother-in-law. That even the Mishnah Berurah would be makel on. That's like Logar from Yosifun. But what about the stam, the articles that don't, you know, they're not the business section, they're, you know, general interest, irrelevant information articles, you know, stained glass windows from Brownsville or whatever they have. So it will accept the minig is to be mako. So he didn't, it's hard to say, I think that's true. The minig is to be mako about those things.
All these rabbanim who write in these magazines or that, or like in the Jewish language, is not very big in Teaneck. So is it not like with my either, with all the advertisements? Right, everyone's reading that. If somebody asked, you know.
Is it so hard to, I mean, it's.
First of all, I think most people don't even know this. So in which case, it's definitely with my either, right?
I think it is
pretty hard. That's the truth.
So I think you're right. In other words, I think it is a problem that these things are being put out. And I think that ideally it would be much better if Mishpacha magazine had all the advertisements in the back with the business section. And you'll just have the Shabbos section and the weekday section, and then you don't have to...
They make a lot less money.
Right, and that's part of it. But I think you're right that they are not put out in the ideal way. And certainly you could argue that, you know, there's grounds to be machmir for the other reasons, like we said, and also because of the yetzer hara not to look at the advertisements. Maybe the good thing, at least about Mishpacha, I don't mean the Jewish link so much, is that almost all the advertisements there have no interest to me. They're, like mortgage, I don't even know what some of them are advertising. But you know, I think that, you know, interesting question. I'm not sure of the answer. Is if something is an ad, but it has nothing to do with Mecca Chlamker because I'm not considering buying it. My reading it is just
of interest.
Curiosity.
Another high riser.
Oneg, right?
10 minutes out from your son.
So it, maybe you could argue it's not any different than the article. Like if they had an article, like you said, another high riser going up 10 minutes from Yerushalayim with the beautiful views of the Kosel. So if I could read the article, why can't I read the advertisement? In fact, sometimes you can't even tell whether something's an advertisement or an article. So you're right. If it's an article from, you know, Seasons telling you that, you know, they have chicken legs on sale this week for $1.99 a pound. So that's for sure usher.
They have that too in all these.
Not in the, no, I think most. Like right. Okay, so fine. Fine. So that's definitely a problem.
Yes, always.
Right. Okay. But does it only the back page? But I think maybe. You know, I can't say all the advertisements in Mishpacha, and obviously whoever's paying for these advertisements is hoping to drum up business. But maybe if for me, the, reading the mag, the advertisement is just, you know, I have zero Mekach Memkar interest. I'm not sure that's us, sir. And but what I would add is like, so turn the page. In other words, the fact that you see it incidentally, even if you're going to be machmir and say, you know, if you just see it incidentally, as I see it's an advertisement and I turn the page, I don't try to read it. So I don't know if that's usher. Do I have to, is it usher to read the magazine at all? Because I know if you think it's mutter to read the magazine, because incidentally, as I'm turning the page, I'm going to notice a magazine or a advertisement. Maybe not. It's like walking in the street and seeing a billboard advertisement or whatever it is.
Is this all with assuming that you're not pronouncing the words? You're not?
Yeah. So that will certainly is a good, important clue.
So we have a tough one.
So I asked Ari Willig this question also. What about reading to the children? So he said, no, that's, you don't need the kul over there because that's begeder chachma. In other words, that's, it's important for the chinuch of your children. You have to read your kids' books. You could ask all the experts. Reading books to your kids is good for your kids. So even if there's no Musar in Curious George, you know, maybe it's a good idea also to point out the Musar. They have, kids' books always have lessons. Sometimes they're not the best lessons. But,
the Curious George ones particularly are not good. You're going to get in trouble. It's going to end up being okay because you're doing something okay after you get in trouble.
Yeah. Right. So you have to point that out.
It's a lot of lungs.
It's a lot of lungs.
So,
you try to be master for the Eliyahu Rava.
Yeah, then I think you shouldn't. I agree. I asked him, what about captions in books? In other words, is that, so he thought, that it's the same thing. But I think that, so he was making, so if it's for the non-chachma oneg category, if you're going to be makel, you should only be makel, not reading it out loud. And then you have those mekilim, maybe Rav Moshe. And then if it's going to be, if it's chachma, then you could be makel to read out loud. And very well thought that children's books have the same din of chachma because you're teaching. It's important for the chinuch of the kids to have their books read. So that's Rabbi Sobolowski, I think I remember him once giving a shiur and he mentioned that he used to try not to, he would like look at the pictures and make up the stories, but at a certain point in time his kids started catching on, so that didn't work anymore. All right, so like this, let's have one more shiur on Mekach u'Memkar. We'll get through whatever we're going to do on that, and then we'll start Bona and Makri Patish and the like. So when will that be? Yeah.
Just reading like rules to avoid that similar to just like the sound section of a single word meter, okay?
I don't know, rules are bird gate nashfer, because there's no oneg in reading the rules. You have to extend it and say that, well, there's oneg in playing the game. I don't know, that's... again, the minig is to be makel, I think, but I think that's... you don't have as many tsirufim lahakel in that case, I would think. Make it up. Who needs rules? Anyway, if you read the rules, you might end up writing. It's hard. It's fair. It's fair. Okay. So, do you guys have class on Wednesday? Are you finished school? The MTA?
I don't have it on Wednesday.
But you have tomorrow?
I have tomorrow.
Okay. So let's do like this. We'll have shir on Wednesday, not tomorrow. And then we'll do it at 12. And then we'll start Bona. I'll send out the barakomos today, but we'll have us on Sunday, I guess.
Sunday?
Yeah, unless nobody can make it on Sunday, then you can do it on Monday.
What's Thursday?
Thursday, I have graduation. So...
Sure. Why is
there no
Thursday on Thursday?
I don't know.
Sure. Have you mentioned
Rav
Moshe Field Chess?
What?
Rav Moshe.
Yeah.
So what's the story?